I'm going to dive straight into it.
Sure.
In the last 6 years, Vodafone have sponsored a lot of different events across different markets in music, entertainment, and sports, in the arts. Is this in line with your kind of global strategy or a reaction to the native market? And why the variety?
Yeah, I suppose Vodafone is kind of set up that it's very kind of locally controlled. So we like to be very adaptive to the market and make sure that as a brand we're as relevant as possible. I suppose the challenge with having kind of 2.4 million customers is it's a difficult thing to try and be as relevant to that volume of people. And I suppose the beauty of sponsorship is that it provides the opportunity for brands to really try and build up an association and an emotional connection through a common interest. And I suppose there's no bigger common interest than music in Ireland, like music and entertainment, and I think Irish people, going back a long way, have a deep connection with arts and music and entertainment. And I think for a brand, that allows us to be as nationally relevant. It allows us to kind of really look at the various portfolios and properties that are around Ireland, and to try provide the opportunity that we can engage with our customers both through the power of kind of technology, but also be at these events and be present and kind of share these moments as well. So that's really kind of where our sponsorship strategy around kind of focusing on music and entertainment has come from.
All right, and in terms of like these different events or properties that you have, I mean, if you go to a gig these days, everyone has their phone up for pretty much the whole gig,
yeah.
Capturing kind of, you know, videos and getting images. How do you, you know, you approach that? How do you make your sponsor visible? And also, how do you make a part of that experience and shareable through these kind of mobile moments?
I suppose the days of kind of sponsors just paying the money and putting their logo up for display and hoping that's going to work are kind of gone. I suppose sponsorship has kind of really evolved, and I think consumers are much more savvy in terms of what they want and what the expectations and what they're willing to allow brands to engage with them at these kind of various interests. Because I think whether it's sport or music, people are, like, consumers are emotionally attached to them. There's an emotional connection to it. And I think for sponsors and brands, I think they need to have a clear understanding of what role they're going to play within this property. And I think kind of for the likes of Vodafone, as I said, it provides our kind of national engagement. But we've identified that there is a huge journey that leads up to these events. There's a huge journey during the event, and there's a huge journey after the event. And what I mean by that is that when you buy a ticket to the festival, that's just the beginning of the journey. Now you need to discover who's going, how am I going to get down there, who's staying over, who's playing on what stage at what time. And this is just the beginning of the journey. And I think if brands can understand that they can provide a meaningful tool and make that experience better, whether it's just providing the relevant information, whether it's just keeping phones charged at these events. I mean, when you're in a field in wellies for 3 days, sleeping over, it's the simple things that matter most, food and keeping your phone charged. And as you said, I mean, the phones are playing such a central role.
Yeah.
To people's lives in terms of what their experience is and how they share that. And I think our network is built around confidence that people will be able to kind of share these moments with their friends at all times. And as I said, it's about just the simple things like keeping their phones charged and allowing consumers, allowing music lovers to share their experience, because that's what they're all about. That's what the whole experience is about.
And do you find, you know, Vodafone Center Stage has won awards. I'm pretty sure Triathlon Ireland and your sponsorship of that has won awards. Is that type of success important to you, or are you measuring? It's more the importance of the metrics that you've set yourself.
I think kind of the awards is absolutely it's humbling and it's brilliant, and it's nice to be acknowledged within that. And I think that's just an end result of, I suppose, kind of Vodafone Centre Stage is now kind of coming into its fourth year, and it's a result of amazing teams being kind of brought together. We work with amazing agencies, we work with amazing partners and rights holders, and I think what we do is we sit around every year and we talk about how we can make the experience better. And I think we work very collaboratively with our rights holders around what is the end goal and what is the added value as a result to the consumer who's paying this good money for a music festival or a comedy festival ticket. How can we make this experience better collaboratively? And I think what the awards is just a signal to acknowledge that it's really working and that it's engaging and that it's well thought out and it's well executed.
And come back to the different properties that you have and your variety, like we talked about before and previous, we were talking about the comedy festival and how everyone loves comedy. What kind of different audience does that bring to yourselves or different challenges does that bring to you?
It's not so much challenge. To be honest with you, comedy is a great opportunity. I think we're involved with kind of the Vodafone Comedy Festival in Dublin. We work with Aiken Promotions quite closely. We're going into our sixth year of sponsorship. And what we've seen over that time is a huge growth in terms of the popularity of comedy, the relevance of comedy in Ireland. I think you're seeing a lot of kind of amazing upcoming stars in comedy. And what that's provided is the opportunity to probably broaden the range. Whilst the kind of, it might have been slightly older demographic than those attending the all weekend music festivals, what we're seeing now is a younger group who are kind of eager to consume comedy, but not just at the event, kind of consume comedy through all different channels, social media, YouTube, Facebook, just constantly engagement about it. And we've extended that, our portfolio within comedy. So we're now sponsoring the Vodafone Comedy Carnival in Galway. We've just last year now brought the comedy tent into Body and Soul. So we're recharging phones and now we're sponsoring the comedy tent. And I suppose that's just a signal of the kind of like the growth potential within comedy, but also the relevance and the connection between music and comedy. Yeah. That they're kind of being judged now on the same kind of platform and the same kind of entertainment as well.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for taking time out and coming in.
No, not at all.
And being part of my experiment, I suppose. but thank you very much.
No,
cheers.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. Thanks, man. Thank you.